Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be in the Lord's house tonight, isn't it? Amen. I appreciate those two young preachers. And I tell you what, when I was a young man, I'm still a young man. Take that back. I'm still a young man. But when I was that age, I always looked forward to preaching at camp meeting. It was always the highlight of my year. I don't know if it boosted my confidence or sometimes it may have lowered my confidence, but either way, we always look forward to preaching at camp meeting, and I know they've done a wonderful job, and I appreciate them. I tell you what, it's been the greatest privilege of my life is being able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you know, it blesses my soul when I see young people under me. I'm still young, but guys under me that have a burden to preach the word of the Lord. And I want to tell Brother Ryan, I appreciate it. I always enjoy preaching. It's my favorite thing to do. I have some hobbies, but I'd rather preach than anything. And I just appreciate this opportunity. Joshua chapter number 7. Joshua chapter number 7. I'm going to give you the burden of my heart tonight quickly. Amen. Joshua chapter number 7. We'll read one verse there, and then we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 28. Amen. Joshua chapter number 7, one verse of Scripture, verse number 1. The Bible said, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel." Amen. Proverbs chapter number 28, one verse of Scripture there. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 28. The Bible said, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Amen. Lift your hands and ask the Lord to help me preach tonight. Lord, we love you. We thank you for another opportunity to preach your word. God, now I stand where flesh can fail, and I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God, to preach this group of people tonight. I pray, anoint me to say only what you'd have me to say, nothing more, nothing less. God, I pray, give me wisdom. We'll give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. The church said, amen. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, on the dangers in disobedience. The dangers in disobedience. Starting in the book of Joshua, we read how that God's people have now crossed the Jordan after wandering in the wilderness for some 40 years. And after crossing the Jordan, they have to now conquer the land that was given them. Amen. So it would be all theirs. In chapter 6, what we find that Joshua was given the orders, and then the orders, Joshua gave the orders to the people of God to conquer Canaan. Amen. And how that they would see, if they would obey the Lord and do exactly what the Lord had told them, that they would see the walls fall down in their favor. Amen. But there was an order that he gave them, amen, that was, I guess, not so easy to follow. And he said, "Do not take of the accursed thing." He said, because if you take of the cursed thing, you will curse the children of Israel. Amen. And in chapter 1, my text tonight, amen, chapter 7 and verse number 1, the signal of fortunes changes for the people of God. Because the Bible said that someone disobeyed the Lord. Amen. The Bible said that Achan, the son of Carmi, amen, he took of the accursed thing. Amen. He blatantly disobeyed the commandment that was given to him. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, there are some things that cannot be hidden. If you take a good bite out of a raw onion and then breathe in somebody's face, you're probably not going to hide where you've been. Amen. If you fail to take a bath or use deodorant for a week, you're not going to be able to hide the smell, amen, of your body. Can somebody say amen? If you eat Cheetos or Doritos, amen, and you walk around, you'll have orange fingertips, amen, because of the cheese. There's some things that cannot be hidden, amen, and trying to hide sin in your life, amen, trying to hide the secret things of your life will never work out, amen, because sin will always affect you and your attitude, amen. Sin will always come out after a while, amen, and there is a danger, amen, in blatantly disobeying the Lord.
Lord. Amen. But there's also a danger in trying to hide the sin. Amen. That is in your life. Amen. There is a danger in trying. Amen. To hide things from the Lord. You'll never hide anything from the Lord. Amen. But when you come in service after service. Amen. And you come to church after church. Amen. And there is sin in your life. Amen. That you are trying to hide. Amen. There is a danger that is in your life. And sooner or later, it's going to be brought forward. And all the shame and all the embarrassment that will be in your life. Can you say amen?
Amen. The Bible said in Numbers chapter number 32 and verse number 23, and be sure your sin will find you out. Amen. I come to preach to us today. Amen. That there is a danger in being disobedient to the Lord. Amen. I want to hurry quickly. I have 3 points and I'm going to get out of the way. Amen. Notice first of all the Father's commandment that was sure. The Bible said in chapter number 6 and verse 18, and ye in any wise keep your, amen, selves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourself accursed. That was the commandment of Joshua unto these people. He said, do not touch the accursed thing. Amen. There were 2 commandments here. First of all, amen, keep away from the accursed thing. And second of all the silver, gold, and vessels of iron and brass were to be put in the treasury of the Lord. That were the 2 commandments giving here. And Joshua is really telling these people, if you will do it this way, amen, God will move. Amen. I come to preach to us today. Amen. That God has a way. Amen. God has a map. And it's called the Word of God. And He's given it to us. Amen. To follow by. And to live by. And the commandments of the Word of God. Amen. For us to God. Amen. To live by and to walk by. Amen. They're not there. Amen. If they're not, but they are there. Amen. So we can follow. And so that we can obey. And see God move in our lives. Somebody say amen. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 15 said this. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And verse 16 said this. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Can I say to you today that holiness is not an option? It is a commandment of God. Hello? I said holiness is not an option. It is a commandment of the Lord. Amen. I appreciate the brother preaching last night. Amen. A challenging message. Amen. To build up the walls. Amen. I got down to pray today. And I prayed, Lord, fortify me. Let me build up those walls so high. You know, we are living in such a terrible hour. And I told the Lord today, I said, Lord, I want to build the wall so high. Amen. That the filth and the ungodliness of this world. Amen. Cannot come across. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you. Amen. The Bible said, be ye holy as I am holy. And if you're going to God's sweet heaven. And if you're going to God's holy heaven. Amen. You must live holy. You must live righteous. Amen. You must live pure in this present world. If you expect to make glory. Amen. That's why I come to warn you. Amen. There's a danger in being disobedient to God. And not obeying the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We used to preach these things. Amen. And God showed me in the scriptures today. Amen. As I was studying, and I never looked at it this way. Amen. My brother Taylor was talking about that rich man, and I was reading the account of the rich man today, and how that the Bible said that he came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord spoke to him and he said, you know, you've got to follow the commandments. And he went down the list of all the commandments. And the man looked back at him, Brother Paul, and he said, I've done all those things. I've kept those since I was a boy. But Brother Gallagher, he come back with this. He come back with a personal, something that the rich man had to do. He said, you go and sell all that you have. And then was that telling us to go sell everything that we have? No, but for this rich man, in order for him to come to God, amen, and have a relationship with God, he must have that personal, amen, thing in his life. Amen. And I come to tell you today, amen, we used to, amen, have convictions. Amen. We used to, amen, pray until God dealt with us. Amen. We used to pray until God
God said this. Amen. But now, amen, it's just led by somebody else. Amen. Believe it the way somebody else did. Amen. But I want to have a personal conviction. Amen. I want to have, well, I'm about to feel like preaching in this house. Amen. I want God, amen, to deal with my heart and let me know. Amen. You've got to do this to go to heaven. The Bible said, speaking of modesty, and I know we use the word women here, but in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Amen. And I believe that in this last day that we're living in, our modesty has taken a big hit. Hello. I said, I believe our modesty has taken a big hit. Amen. I'm going to tell you it's still going to take. Amen. I know that there are differences. And some people preach it a little different. And some people preach it this way. And some people preach it that way. But I can tell you this. If you are not modest, you will not make it. I said, if you are not modest, you will not make it. Amen. Just recently in my home, and I'm talking about my home. Amen. Me and my wife were talking. Amen. And I was talking to her about some things. Amen. And I told her the way that I believed on some things. And she went home. And she went through her closet. Amen. And everything that did not meet my approval. Amen. And what I felt like should be in our home. Amen. You know where it ended up? In the garbage can. Why? Amen. Because I really do not believe, amen, that you can live it too tight. Somebody say amen. I don't really believe that you can live it too strict. Amen. I really want in my home, in my marriage, in my family, it's old God. Amen. Let us be models. Amen. For holiness. Amen. Let us live right. Amen. Walk righteous right. Amen. Let me be an example. Amen. To our young people. Amen. That are growing up. That's how you are. To live. They make fun of me all the time, Trent and Ben and Taylor, because I like to dress like Brother Savage. They make fun of me all the time, but really, they're just picking on me. Amen. But I would rather model my life after someone who has been there and done that. Amen. Someone who has lived holy. Amen. Years and years and years. And I would like to model myself, my grandfather. I would like to model my modesty. Amen. The way that I dress, the way that I look. Amen. I want to model after. Amen. Our old men. Why? Amen. Because it worked for them. Amen. They had the power. And I want the power. And so I'm going to live. I am going to live. Amen. By the commandments of the Word of God. Somebody lift your hands and worship God. There must be an obedience to the Word of God. Notice, secondly, not only the Father's commandment that was sure, but I want you to notice the failure to conquer that was substantial. Bible said that Joshua and Israel were so confident that they decided to only send 3,000 men up to Ai. Confidence. They had sent some people to spy out the land and they said, you probably only need 2,000 or 3,000. So they sent 3,000. But on arrival, they turn and run. The Bible said they turned and they ran. They were chased by the enemy. And the Bible said that 36 men were killed. What should have been an easy victory turned into a defeat. And all of this took place because of the failure to obey one command. It took place because of the failure to obey one command. I want you to notice the reasons for this failure. Israel was cursed because of the sin that was being hid in the tent of Achan. The sin of one man caused a defeat for a whole nation. Can I say to you, never underestimate the power of sin in one man. The Bible tells us that Abraham, when he went down to Egypt, nearly lost his wife in Egypt. Can I add here, anytime you go to Egypt, spiritually speaking, amen, which was a signal of bondage, anytime you go back to Egypt, it's never going to turn out right.
Notice, Haman, that the boat that Jonah was in, Haman, when he disobeyed the Lord, almost capsized until they realized the problem, Haman, was Jonah, because he was disobeying the word of the Lord. Haman, the power of sin in a man's life. The Bible said that 70,000 men were killed, Haman, died because David, Haman, disobeyed the Lord and numbered the people anyways in 2 Samuel 24. Haman, can I say you will never be able, Haman, to sin without affecting the people that are around you. Amen. I've heard the statement. Amen. All the sins only hurting me. Absolutely not. Amen. The sin that is in your life, amen, will affect everybody, amen, that is around you. It will affect your friends. It will affect your family. It will affect those that you come in contact with. Hey. You cannot. I said you will not hide sin forever. Somebody say amen. This new age has the idea that as long as sin stays hidden, it's okay. I remember being telling me some time ago, he knew a man. I don't know how he came in contact. Well, I do know how he came in contact with him. But he knew a man that felt like if he sinned in secret, everything was okay. As long as he'd done it in the confines of his bedroom, everything was okay. What a heresy. What a false doctrine. To think that because you do it in secret, everything is okay. Hey friend, what you do behind closed doors is just as important in your life as where you act in the house of God. I said, what you do when your mom and dad and your grandma and grandpa are around is just as important to you in your spiritual life as what you do around the preachers. Hello? Hey man, we must live. Hey man, the reason for this failure. But I want you to notice the rewards of this failure. Hey man, one man's sin would cause God to quit working for the children of Israel. Hey man, all through Joshua, hey man, God is working and helping to conquer and helping, hey man, the walls of Jericho come down. Hey man, God is moving for his people. But Brother Gallagher, one sin. He stole a garment, hey man, and it's $612 worth. Hey man, he stole it away. And because of the one sin, because one man's sin, the Bible said that, hey man, God quit moving for his people. Hey man, do you realize, hey man, that the sin that you harbor in your heart, amen, could be causing revival to break out in your church? I said, do you realize the sin, amen, that you keep carrying around, amen, could be stopping a move of God in your church? Amen, I don't want to stop a move of God. I don't want to stop, amen, God from moving in my church. And that's why I say, amen, let's quit disobeying. Let's quit sinning. And let God move. And let God work in our lives. Somebody say amen. Oh, I need to hurry and quit. Sin hindered a revival. Sin halted God's power. God's power will never flow when there are secret sins hidden in your heart. I said, God will not show his power when there are secret sins hidden in your heart. Oh, preacher, I shout. Preacher, I run. I rejoice. You may shout, you may run, you may rejoice, but if you hide secret sins in your hearts, it's to no avail. You can shout over sin. Hello. I said you can shout over sin, but there has to be a true, genuine, if you want God's power, there must be a true, genuine repentance of the secret sins that we carry in our hearts. Well, I hope I'm helping you. There's a story of a town in Colorado many, many years ago that drew its water from a reservoir in the mountains. And one day the men of the town woke up and there was no water flowing into the town. Wondering what was causing the problem, they took the journey up to the reservoir and they began to search around the reservoir, seeing exactly what was hindering the water from flowing to their town. They searched everything to no avail, and finally they thought, let's check the spout that it flows through. And when they checked the spout, Brother Paul, they said that there had been some rocks and some debris and some things that had gotten over the spout where the water flew through. And that was what was causing them to have no water. There was debris, there was rocks, there was different things. And can I submit to you today that maybe the reason, amen, that you're not experiencing revival like you think you should, you better go back and check the spout. Amen, you better go back and check, amen, the spout where the glory comes out. Amen, because maybe, just maybe, amen, there's some things that you're hiding in there. And there's some things that's got the spout covered up. And you're not feeling God like you should. And you're not living like you should. Oh, God, help us to realize that there is a danger in disobedience to God's word. Amen. I'm almost done. Help me, Lord. Notice, third of all, and I'm done, the final chastisement that was saddening. The final chastisement that was saddening. Joshua goes to prayer. He's distraught over the battle they just fought and lost. The Bible begins to point Joshua in the right, or Jesus, God begins to point Joshua in the right direction. Amen. And Joshua goes and he confronts Achan, or he confronts the people. And the Bible said that Achan confessed. But I want you to notice how he confessed. And I was looking at this today. Notice what he said. The Bible said in verse number 21, he said, when I saw among the spoils goodly Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. Notice the progression of sin that he talks about. He said, when I saw. Then he said, I coveted. Then he said, I took. And that is always the progression that sin will have in your and my life. Amen. You see it with your eyes. And then you covet it with your heart. And then you take action. You go and get that in which you are longing for. What did the Bible say in James 1 and 13? Amen. Drawn away from our own lust. We see that. The Bible said you conceive it. Amen. Which is you covet it. Amen. And the Bible said it bringeth forth sin. You've took pleasure in it. It's yours now. And that's the way that sin always does. You see it with your eyes. You covet it with your heart. And then you go and get that which you have wanted. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight. Amen. It's time for us. Amen. To quit coveting after the things of the world. Hey, let's get our eyes off sin. Let's get our eyes off the world. Let's get our eyes off the things. Amen. That might hinder us. Amen. From doing something for God. And let's work. And let's labor. And let's do whatever we can. Let's see God move in our lives. Lift your hands and worship God. The sinner is confronted. Now this process is seen several times through the Bible. The Bible said that Eve, she saw the fruit. The devil began to tempt her and she coveted it in her heart. And then she took it. David on the roof when he should have been fighting, he saw. He coveted in his heart. Then he took. It happens that way so many times. We get our eyes in the wrong direction. We get to looking in the wrong direction. Then that lust is conceived and it begins to grow in our hearts and we covet after it. We want it. We've got to have it. And then we go get it. And finally, the sinner is condemned. The Bible said that the scripture was fulfilled in Achan's life. Because the Bible said that God told Joshua, he said, whoever it is, burn them with fire. The Bible said that Achan was stoned to death and then burnt at the stake. And I'm going to tell you, friend, whenever you let sin live in your life, there will be a fulfillment to the scripture. The Bible said in Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death. The Bible said when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin it is finished, it bringeth forth death. And the longer that you hide sin in your life, the further and further away you're going. And you will die spiritually. It will destroy you as long as you harbor those things in your heart. I hope I've helped you. I preach really fast because I knew I didn't have much time. But there's a danger in disobeying God's commands. Because it will lead you down a road and you will lose the power of God. And you just maybe could hinder a last day revival in your church. You maybe, just maybe, might hinder the working of God in your church. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hinder God's power from working in my life, my church, my family, or this camp meeting. So I encourage you tonight, friends, if you are living in blatant disobedience, get it taken care of. I'm going to say this and I'm out of the way. I never have understood the living on the edge mentality. What a miserable life. What a miserable way to live, to always be drawn by the world but wanting to be recognized by the holiness people. To want to live as close to the world as we possibly can but still want to be recognized at the meetings. I'm going to tell you, and this is just me. If it was me and if I was harbored sin in my heart, I wouldn't be coming to camp meeting. If I'm going to live in the world, I'm going to live for the world. And that's the mentality that a lot of us have. Hey, man, we want to just live as close to the edge as we can, but still be recognized. But if we could get the attitude in our lives, just like those that backslide and they seem like they go full-fledged in the world, if we could really get a hold of God and just go all the way, I promise you, your life wouldn't be near as miserable. The fact of the matter is, what Achan stole, he never even used. Because he hid his sin, Brother Savage. He was hiding it. He never even got to put it to use. It hid under his tent. And what you're doing, if you've got to hide it, why do it? It's not worth it. If you've got to hide it when you come around everybody else, why do it? I hope I've helped you tonight. Lift your hands and worship the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's thank the Lord for it tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my, the sadness of the story of Achan doesn't end with Achan. Because you see, Achan's actions didn't just affect him. But I wonder, as those stones were being thrown at Achan, I wonder when those stones were hitting that baby girl or that son of Achan's. Daddy, why are they doing this to us? Because Daddy was disobedient. Because Daddy disobeyed what God's commandment was. Hey, you listen to me, mother or father, this is youth service. But what you do affects your children more than you'll ever know. I said, what you do affects your children. And when you disobey, like the brother preached to us tonight, there's times I've seen, I remember one brother preaching, I think it was Brother Scott, he preached on Don't Go Down With Daddy. Well, that was the day where they went down with Daddy. Daddy sinned and all of them paid. The Bible said that he took them to the Valley of Achor and they stoned them and then they burned them, Brother Shane, and then they piled heaps of rocks on them. Oh my God, because of Daddy's sin. Hey, listen, I like what Brother Brian said. He said, I don't understand why you want to live on the edge and live as close as you can. But yet I've seen parents with young people that decide to get closer to God, and their parents are the ones that discourage them. Hey, listen, we don't have time. I'm not worried about our young people getting too close. I'm not worried about our young people getting full of the fire. I'm not worried about them getting too close. I'm worried about them getting too close to the world. And parent, listen to me tonight. Under the sound of the Holy Ghost and under the unction, when your kids come to you and say, Daddy, I can't handle this cell phone, or I want to get off Facebook, or I want to get off this or do that, don't discourage them. Encourage them to build the wall up, because you don't know what they're fighting behind closed doors. You don't know what the devil's tempting them with. Don't put them down. Build them up. Let them build their own wall. Let them encourage them to live for God in these last days. Hallelujah. I don't want to discourage them. Hey, I don't know where you stand. If you say, Brother Ryan, we do. There's so much of it now. But listen, I'm not worried about young people getting too close to God. My pastor says something that's very true. He said, if you walk it closer than me, I'm not going to ridicule you. I'm not going to tear you down because your struggle's not my struggle and my struggle's not your struggle. And if you say, brother, I don't go to a restaurant that serves alcohol, then good, we'll go to McDonald's. It's all right. It's cheaper anyways. Amen. But you know something? I've never seen a day where people stick their nose up if you say you don't do something. Hey, we're holiness, folks. Like the brother preached to us, let's get our convictions back or we're going to lose it all. I said, if we don't get our convictions back, we're going to lose it all, and we're going to lose a generation because we're too afraid to say we don't believe in something. Well, I better get out of the way. I'm going to get in trouble. Hallelujah. Sin. I was 10 years old when my uncle told my mom and daddy, if you leave the old holiness church, you're going to face it. Yeah, I was 10 years old. I still remember the message in tongues that came forth as a little boy. And my mom and daddy grabbed us up and we left out of there and we moved an hour and a half away from the nearest holiness church. And there are things that I faced in my life and did that I'm not proud of because mom and daddy made a choice. Mom and daddy made a choice. They bucked up against the Holy Ghost and the holiness preacher. And there are scars and things in my life that I'm ashamed of today because your actions, mom and dad, affect your children. Don't encourage or discourage your kids. Encourage them. If they want to walk it closer than you, then you pull up. If it convicts you, then you pull up. You say, I want to do better. Amen. I'm sorry. I don't want to get out of the way. And I don't mean it mean, but I've seen young people try to get closer and they get discouraged because their own parents or their own family discourages them. I want to walk it closer. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming tonight. Man, did you appreciate the young preachers? If you didn't like me and what I had to say, you'd like them.